Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of One Health, One Community. Our guest for this episode is Dr. Chen, an assistant professor in the Department of Geography here at UConn. He received his PhD in geography from The Ohio State University, and he now teaches and participates in research at UConn. Like Dr. Ghosh, Dr. Chen's research focuses on GIS, and he also relates it to public health. Thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. Chen. So excited to talk more with you about One Health and learn a little bit more about your classes and research. So thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome. I'm glad to help.
So I like to start off each episode by asking the guests each the same question of what does One Health mean to you?
Well, I was not familiar with the concept of One Health until I looked up the term on the internet. And I feel that actually integrates with what I am doing right now. So I think One Health means understanding the health issue from multiple perspectives. So we need to examine the different components of a health issue. For example, one pervasive health issue in the US is obesity, which also relates to what I'm doing. And obesity is the health outcome that is introduced by multiple factors, such as genetics, environment, and behaviors. And if you just use one method, a model to evaluate obesity, that is not enough. So for example, there are people doing obesity studies, trying to correlate the obesity rates with calorie consumption. And the finding is very mixed. So to this end, we need to delve into the obesogenic factors in multiple dimensions and also over time to get a full picture of the health issue. So for example, in order to understand the causality of a health issue, we need to see the participations of not only public health scientists, but also people studying the environment, human behaviors, and policies. And this is how I see One Health as an integrated system where the solution lays in different disciplines.
I think that's really important to think about how solutions to problems are found by integrating different aspects of One Health, and also even like prevention of problems is something that we've talked about in other episodes too, all kind of playing together in this topic of One Health. So I know you're also in the Department of Geography at UConn. So I was just hoping to hear a little bit more about which classes you teach and just a little bit more about your classes.
So I'm an assistant professor in geography. So I have actually a very junior faculty at UConn, and this is only my third year at UConn. And my background and training was in geography focused on the geographic information systems, or GIS. So for most of people, this is a new term, but GIS has been there for a long time. And it actually studies the spatial analysis of the data and also the mapping of the data. And so to this end, I am teaching GIS classes. And one course I teach is Geography 2505 Applications of GIS. And this course actually introduces basic GIS concepts, skills, and their applications in different fields, such as transportation, human dynamics, community health issues, of course, and risk assessments. So in this course, students will know how to collect the geospatial data, like the data with coordinates, and also visualize the data. And towards the end of the semester, the students will learn how to develop an interactive GIS web app in individual projects. In addition to this class, I also teach more advanced GIS courses, such as spatial database systems and mobile GIS, where students learn to develop a mobile GIS app. And in the next semester, I'm actually teaching a seminar course about GIS and their application in the research field.
Is there a certain topic that you teach that is your favorite to either teach or learn about?
My training was actually in two different sub-disciplines of geography. I would say GIS is a tool, but the applications are health related. The favorite topic I would like to teach in my class is about food access. And that is what I'm doing, which I will talk more, you know, in the following conversation.
Definitely, that sounds really interesting. My next question was going to ask you about your research and I guess what the topic is and what the impact of it is likely to be.
That's a good question. And I would like to talk a little bit about my research. My research interests are focused on not only the GIS, but also its applications in community health and also urban studies. So I use these emerging GIS or geospatial technologies, such as big data. I know like people are talking about big data everywhere, and geo-visualization, and also deep learning models to understand the socioeconomic inequities and health inequities in communities. And as I said, my topical area is food access. So in my research, I try to evaluate if people have equal access to healthy and affordable food in the community. And so for example, we can use GIS to identify where healthy food is sufficient. When I talk about healthy food, I'm talking about the food, the stores where healthy food is served or provided, such as a chain supermarket with fresh produce. And so I'm able to use the GIS to identify areas where healthy food is sufficient or lacking. And the lack of the areas, lack of healthy food access is actually termed the food desert by USDA. And by identifying food deserts, we're able to make health policy recommendations to stakeholders through different nutrition assessment programs and the community development programs, and eventually helping to improve people's diets.
I think that also connects to what you were saying in the very beginning of the episode of how all aspects of One Health can contribute to kind of helping the problem of obesity and all kind of related to problems that you were talking about then too. So I think that that's a really interesting solution, and I haven't heard too much on GIS and its use in the way that you're talking about. So I think that'll be really impactful. So I know that there's always new information on One Health as more, I guess, experiences and information is coming in on issues and topics related to One Health. So how do you continue to learn about One Health as more information comes in?
I can share with you about my perspective. So I think I can learn the concepts as well as the extensions of One Health from the research collaborations with other scholars. So actually, I would like to continue talking about how these extensions can broaden the concepts of One Health. Like I said, my own research is focused on the spatial data or spatial models of food access, talking about food deserts. However, in order to understand the health effect of food and how they will affect our daily diets, we need the collaboration from other scholars. So I'm able to build the geospatial models and show the spatial patterns of where the healthy foods are. However, I'm unable to solve other non-spatial issues, such as the health promotion, such as how we identify the psychological factors or social factors of unhealthy food consumption. So I think in this area, I have been actively collaborating with other scholars into including a public health scientist, including a computer scientist, and also people interested in public policies. And during the summertime, I was actually involved in an interdisciplinary project with the UConn Ross Center, which is a center on food research. And I helped them with a project called the Summer Meal Program in Connecticut. So in Connecticut, there is a program in the summer that provides free or reduced meals to low-income families. And then they want to find out where those families are and how can we provide the best service for them, and also how to promote this program. So I helped them with making a map showing where those meal sites are, and also the density of the distribution of the meal sites, and which town needs to be more focused and promoted because of the low enrollment in those towns. And with my involvement, we are able to produce a series of maps for the policymakers to show the patent for them. And also, of course, this is a big project and I'm only part of it. And there are people doing interviews with managers of those meal sites, as well as the low-income families who receive the free meals. And so with all these involvements of students and faculty members in different disciplines, we're able to provide a full picture of the program to the stakeholders in order to facilitate the policy making in the future. So I think it's very important to collaborate with others, not only the GI scientists, health professionals, but also stakeholders to solve a real world issue about health. So that's my understanding of One Health.
That's a great example how the impact was able to be shown right in Connecticut through the summer meal programs and use of your research. So I think that is just great to be able to see like the effects of what you've been working on. So the last question I have today is, what is one thing that you can suggest to students to make a positive impact in relation to One Health, or maybe for students that are really interested in One Health to become further involved with it?
I think that's a great question. And as you can see, most of the things I talked about today is about research, and also part of research is also the applied research, such as the meal program. So I think to be further involved in the One Health issues, I think it's extremely important for students to realize how the collaboration with others when you are trying to solve a health issue. So for example, if you see there are some programs running on campus that help us to improve the health status, you really need to be very active to be involved in those programs and try to collaborate with others. Even though that program is small, it's a program to solve environmental problems through recycling, or if it's a program that help us to improve the vaccination rate by promoting the health effect of vaccines, you should be actively involved in the program by collaborating with others. And also, it's extremely important to make yourself healthy by living a healthy life. And only you can living a healthy life, such as minimizing drinking alcohols or quitting smoking. The small things like that will help you to build a healthy life, living a healthy life, and also, you know, impact people around you. So I think be active in health programs around you, and also living a healthy life while impacting others are the two things that are most important.
I think I often think about immediately just getting involved in research or other programs and things to get involved with One Health. But I think it's really important to think about just like you were saying, to just improve your health, and that even affects other people. It affects how you interact with the environment. So I think that definitely is a really important aspect to think about. But that is all I have for today. So Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. It was really great to talk to you and learn more about One Health.
Thank you for having me here. And I would say this One Health is also a new concept to me, and I'm still, you know, learning it, although I'm a researcher. So I think as a newcomer in this field, I'm still learning and I need to learn more. And it is definitely an opportunity to leverage. And then we can try to collaborate with others to achieve a healthy life overall.
I agree. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening, and be sure to look out for more episodes of One Health, One Community.